My name is Boldeng Bol, the Executive Director of Intrepid South Sudan, ISS in short, a civil society organization across the country, and also the chairperson of Jonglei Civil Society Network. This is to express our concerns regarding the endless conflict between the communities in Duke and also in Twichist. The available conflict indicators apparently suggest a worrying trend, a possibility of continued clashes between the aggrieved communities in Duke and also Twichist counties, and in particular, all of Duke County and Ayual and also the York of Twichist counties. The ongoing discussion on social media and also on community events involving these two communities across the country have very much fueled the hate speech and also mis and disinformation that is largely contributing in the surge regarding these conflicts and also the alleged mobilization to this conflict. This is very much worrying to us. It is a trend that is very unfortunate, and we are very much alarmed with this development as a civil society organization. We equally are more disappointing in the government's reluctance over these unfoldings. His Excellency, the Governor of Jonglei State, Dr. Yegai Kok, had initially committed himself to an amicable settlement of this issue. Unfortunately, today, his administration is watching with folded arms, watching the communities in question battering themselves. There are barely no initiatives, no efforts that are being seen going on, apart from the efforts from the conflicting parties, to continue to further the conflicts, fight themselves and all of those, just as I said earlier on. This is also very much disappointing. And I want to speak directly to His Excellency and his administration that, Your Excellency, I'm appealing for two important initiatives that need to be taken immediately for this conflict to be settled amicably. Number one is the temporary deployment of neutral armed forces in Biothagany and any other strategic location to this conflict. This is to stop possible clashes that are currently being mobilized upon that are likely to take place in these few days. So this temporary deployment will stop this, and it will also, most importantly, open a page for dialogue. It will give a space for dialogue to take place other than efforts to further escalate it. Number two is to convene grassroots consultative meetings. We know that a consultative meeting was done in Juba, but there is, as we speak, a very urgent need for this for a grassroots consultative meetings to take place, which will culminate in the peaceful mediation process, placing at the core the chiefs and youth, among other groups that are directly involved in this conflict. These two are very, very important, and we see if they are taken very urgently, like today, like tomorrow, if these two steps are taken very quickly, they will be having a very high chance to stop the conflict without any return to the same. But if nothing is done very urgently, I'm afraid it is likely to be too late. Any initiative will be too late and would have already lost human beings, would have lost citizens, would have lost young people, would have lost women and children and properties. This is our honest appeal. This is our appeal, a respectful appeal to Your Excellency to take an immediate intervention. And thank you very much.